This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the listening area. How are you on this Friday?
I am well this morning. It looks a little cloudy here.
Well, we have had, if not significant amounts of rain, certainly periods of significant showers so far this morning, some lightning and thunder as well. This week, some new jobless numbers were released. What can you tell me about that?
Well, again, we're seeing, if we're looking at Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith area, it's the continued story, Kyle. The picture continues to improve in Northwest Arkansas, and it is not improving in the Fort Smith area. The interesting thing, I think the headline number for Northwest Arkansas, and these can be seasonal things shifting from July to August, we often see them, but the number of unemployed in Northwest Arkansas fell to 12,703, and that's an estimate from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's down just one, to be short, of 3,000 compared to August. So that's a good – so compared to last August, there are 3,000 fewer unemployed in Northwest Arkansas, a good number. And that's part of what helped push the August jobless rate down to 5.3%. That's the fifth month of this year that the jobless rate in Northwest Arkansas has been below 6%. So that's a good number. I mean, anyone keeping score up there, that's a good score. In Fort Smith, it's just almost the exact opposite. They're seeing their labor force continue to shrink, and they're not seeing good gains, good shifts in terms of the number of unemployed. So for two regions to be so geographically connected, it's definitely a different picture.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, depending on where you define these two regions beginning and ending geographically,
right.
They're within
right.
50 miles of each other. Could the Fort Smith region get some sort of benefit from the Northwest Arkansas prosperity?
Well, they should, and I think there is some of that. I know that there are companies in Fort Smith who have offices in Northwest Arkansas, but in terms of where those jobs are counted, I think that's what matters. There were a couple subdivisions in North Crawford County, which is part of the Fort Smith region, that benefited because people wanted to live there, but they worked either in Fayetteville or Springdale. So there's some of that. It's never been documented. It's a lot of anecdotal evidence, but I think it could help, and I think you see folks like Paul Harville at the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce doing everything he can to work with the Northwest Arkansas Council to do some of that. I think the effort to deepen the Arkansas River Channel, you have civic and business leaders in both metro areas pushing for that. So there are some things that they're trying to do, but it won't be anything that will happen overnight.
No. We often talk about jobless rates and home sales numbers, retail sales, but there's an interesting figure that was released Tuesday that your reporter Kim Souza had a story about, and that is bank deposits. And it grew nationally and grew in Northwest Arkansas. What, if anything, can we take from this?
There aren't a lot of other places to put money, and people are holding on to their money because they're uncertain of what to do with it. So with interest rates so low, there isn't a lot to do with your money unless you want to go play in the stock market. Treasuries don't provide the kind of yield that they used to. So the deposits are up. Now, the interesting thing, and it's no surprise, and these are numbers, Kyle, that are released every year from the FDIC, but Arvest market share in Northwest Arkansas has grown from just a little over 41% in 2010 up to a little over 51%. In 2012, that's a healthy increase. And overall, for all statewide, Arvest has a little over 12% of deposits. Now, in the Fort Smith area, it's the First National Bank Corp, which owns several banks in the area, Citizens Bank and Bank in Salisaw, and they have well over 20% of the market in the Northwest or in the Fort Smith area. But in terms of deposit growth, there's not a lot of places to put your money, and folks are just holding on to it because they're not sure what the economy is going to do next.
Well, haven't we heard for the past few years that Americans aren't saving enough? So isn't that a good sign?
Well, there can be too much saving. It's that on the other hand kind of thing.
Mm.
When you're not putting money, I mean, consumer spending accounts for roughly 70% of economic activity. So if consumers aren't spending, if businesses aren't investing, if they're just sticking their earnings in CDs and just waiting to see what happens, then that can be a slowdown on the economy. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said as much, that that's the other side of the issue on keeping interest rates low. And he's recognized that that does have can have, if it's held too long, can have a dampening effect on consumer spending.
Finally, if you go to thecitywire.com right now, you'll see that the logo is in pink, and the City Wire has started a Paint Your Page Pink campaign.
Yes, so we're just encouraging businesses, individuals, organizations, anyone with a website in the two regions, well, any website anywhere, to paint your page pink. And, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we know that putting a pink logo on your website is not going to make anybody feel better. It's not going to lead to an overnight cure for cancer, but it's the awareness issue. And it's like Patricia Brown, who works at the City Wire, who had a battle with cancer 7 years ago and won that. She's now facing a second battle. You know, her point was, you never know how the smallest little gesture will cause someone to think about going to get a test or getting a mammogram. And you know, if something like that can cause people to check themselves or go get a test and it saves their life, it's worth it. And we're trying to make it very easy at the CityWire. We have a page with logos on them. All you got to do is drag and drop and use them. You're free. Anyone's free to use them. It's very, very simple, quick, and easy. And all we ask, too, is that you just fill out a form so we know who's using it, because we would like to be able to report to media outside the area that we had a certain number of folks do this. So, it's, again, it's easy to just drag a logo and place it on your website.
And you can find that right now at thecitywire.com.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget, tomorrow on television, KXNWA at 8 o'clock, and Sunday morning at 6 on KFSM, The City Wire on television.
Yes, Michael, with Cal Kellens also.
Yes, watch. And I'm talking with Bob Stevenson from UAFS about Dromnium, a new play. More about that on Ozarks at Large next week as well.
Right.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. Kyle, stay dry.
Before this week's presidential debate, both campaigns tried to lower expectations by saying their guy was a lousy debater, so then he could look great on Wednesday night. Well, the Romney campaign sure did that, but the Obama campaign was really just trying to warn us. I'm Peter Sagal. There's really no way at this point we can raise your expectations of this week's news quiz. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, now at its new time, Saturday mornings at 9, right after Weekend Edition. And the TED Radio Hour can be heard Sundays at noon. For more information about KUAF's weekend programming changes, KUAF.com.